Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Tea Time and Tutus with Caroline
and Deanna. It's 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, another lovely Monday afternoon.
Yeah, we're taking some time out of the crazy Monday schedule, play some music, have a good time. So we have a special show planned for today.
Yes, we do. Today we'll be playing all female artists.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, after last week we realized we were playing a lot more male artists, which isn't a bad thing, but just like to mix it up a bit.
Yeah, it's gotta like pay some respect to the to the female artists out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff floating around, so we're gonna play some of it for you.
Play some music. It's gonna be a great time, so stay tuned for the next hour and enjoy some great music.
Woohoo!
All right, let's get it started.
Crucifix and the Hollywood sign, we decided to get hurt. Now there's a few things we have to burn. Set our hearts ablaze, and every city was a gift, and every skyline was like a kiss upon the lips, and I was making you a wish. In every skyline, how
begging me to open up my mouth. I need them, mechanically make the words come out. They fight me, vigorous and angry, watch them pounce. Ignite me, looking at the flames they bring about. I sold my soul to a three-piece, and he told me I was holy. He's got me down on both knees, but it's the devil that's trying to hold me down, hold me down. Seeking out the back door, make no sound. Knock me out, knock me out. Saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Hold me down, hold me down. Throw me in the deep and watch me drown. Knock me out, knock me out. Saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Selfish, taking what I want and calling mine. I'm helpless, clinging to a little bit of spine. They rush me, telling me I'm running out of time. They shush me, walking me across a fragile line. I sold my soul to a three-piece.
They never wanna leave.
All right, and we're back.
Hello, hello.
So you just heard How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful from Florence and the Machine. After that was Hold Me Down from Halsey. And after that was X's and O's by Elle King.
Great selections.
So for anyone who's just tuning in, this is our female artists episode.
Yay! Yeah. I feel like every episode should be female artists episode, but we chose to honor them today.
Yes, we did. Are these called episodes, though? I don't know what you call it.
Oh, episodes. Broadcasts. Right? Broadcasts, I think that's better word.
Gotta use the right terminology.
Oh, of course, always. So. Yeah.
Yeah. I like female artists, though.
Me, too. I mean, they're great. Yeah. But when you really think about it, like, how many all-female, like, bands can you name? Not many.
It's hard. A lot of bands have, like, a female vocalist, but...
Yeah, but, like, there aren't... I mean, I feel like there's a lot more all-male bands that are more well-known than there are all-female bands.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's tough to be, like, a female musician. Like, the circuit does not sound, like, female-friendly from what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wouldn't disagree with that, but also I don't really know.
Yeah, so shout-out to all the ladies sticking with it.
Yeah! Go for it, girls.
Yes. Yeah, this is your day.
This is a girl power show today.
Yeah, girl power.
Yeah, we hope everyone enjoys it, though, because everyone should enjoy.
Yeah, so if you're a girl listening in, shout out to you, because you're awesome.
Yes, shout out to you.
If you're a guy listening in, think about all the great women in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. So what's going on this week?
Important news. Today is Pi Day, in case no one realized. I just realized this morning. This is incredibly exciting.
It is. Are you going to be eating pie today?
I would like to be eating pie today. It depends on whether or not Carm will let me eat pie today.
That's an important factor. Mm-hmm. I hope there's pie.
Oh, I hope there's pie, too.
I think the math department had an event with pie today, but I don't think I'm going to be able
probably.
To go.
Yes, in my high school, we always had an event on Pi Day.
It's important.
Involving pies, yeah. It is important.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah. Pi is, like, such a cool number, too. Like, just keeps going.
Yes.
It blows my mind.
3.141159. And then some more numbers.
My brother knows, like, 20 digits of pi or something crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So. That's insane.
If you're bored one day, you could just learn.
Yes, you could just memorize the digits of pi.
They have those, like, song videos, so you can kind of sing along.
Oh, that's so cute.
3.1415, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that could be a good activity for you to check out, listeners.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
After you listen to our show, of course.
It's like the binary chanting from our comp sci lecture. Our computer science lecture the other week, our professor was like, let's all read these numbers in binary together. And the class, well... Some of the class.
Yes, the class chanted in binary, so they chanted a sequence of zeros and ones.
It was freaky.
All together. Yeah, it was a little scary.
Like, are we students or machines? I don't know.
I don't know. I think this class wants to turn us into machines.
It is machine structures.
That's true.
What if the last project turns us into machines?
Yeah, what if the last project is to make yourself into a machine, and then you've completed the course?
Well, the midterm's Wednesday, so we could just drop the class. That would solve the midterm problem also.
Oh, true, true. We don't have to become machines.
No, we don't.
There's still a way out.
We can escape.
Woohoo. All right. Should we play some more music, Dan?
More music. No more machines.
Sounds like a good plan.
Just dams. All right, here we go.
Careless. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC.
Hello, lovely listeners. We're back again.
We are back.
So you just heard from Deanna's selection.
Yes, you heard. Let's see, what was it?
These two.
Criminal from Fiona Apple and No Scrubs from TLC.
And then from my musical library, we just heard Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. Thought that was very appropriate for a girl, female artist, girl power themed show.
Definitely.
How could you not play that song?
Yeah.
And after that was Respect by Aretha Franklin, another, oh, I spelled that wrong. Well, anyways, another really powerful female ballad.
Yeah, the last few I feel like were really girl power.
Oh, like, yeah, that's what I was going for there. I want to like,
yeah, like really claim that power.
Yes, smash it. Yeah, yeah. So funny story about the Respect song. When I was in 10th grade, I was in an all-female choir. And at the last concert, we sing a song and do a boa dance. And this was the song we sang. We sang Respect. And we did a dance with feathered boas. And it was so... It was like... Before we did it, we were like, oh, like, is this going to go over well? But, like, it's something that my director did every year. Uh-huh. But it ended up being so much fun. It was really great.
That sounds so fun.
It was so fun. And now whenever I hear the song, I think about that. Mm. It was a great time.
That yep. sounds like it. Do they always do Respect for that?
No, she chooses different songs every year, but they always do a boa dance with the 10th grade all-female choir.
Wow. Yeah. Well, this is a great choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a great song.
We were also having a serious dance party right here.
Oh, we really were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As many moves as you can do in one of those, like, rolling office chairs, that's what was happening mm-hmm. in this room. Yeah. It was pretty great. Yeah. So... Yeah. See, this week is insane, but next week is spring break.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, really looking forward to that.
Caroline, what are your spring break plans?
Well, I have a mock trial tournament the first weekend. Mm. Exciting stuff all the way down in Delaware. What a place. I don't really know what's going to be there, but we'll see. And then I'm going home.
Yay.
I'm really excited. I'm going to sleep a lot, and I'm going to see my dog.
Ah, Tucker.
And my sisters and my parents.
I guess they count, too.
Yeah.
Dog first and foremost.
Of course, but also my family, because my parents are probably listening. Hello. I can't wait to see you.
Yay. That's so nice. Yes, I'm also going home, so I'm pretty excited to catch up on sleep, catch up on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Eat lots of home-cooked food.
Oh, me too.
And hopefully it will be warm outside.
Hopefully.
That's, like, all I want, really.
Yeah, it's pretty simple request, I'd say.
Yeah, I think that is totally manageable.
Not too much to ask for.
Spring break 2K16. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yeah. All right, should we get back to the music?
Yeah, let's keep playing.
Okay, let's go.
Be my silver spring, blue green. way up high, where the cold wind blows, or in the sun, laughing, having fun with all the people that you know. And if the situation should keep us separated, you know the world won't fall apart, and you will free the beautiful bird that's caught inside your heart. Can't you hear her? Oh, she cries so loud, cast her wild notes over water and cloud. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll be riding on the horses, yeah, way up in the sky, little darling. If you fall, pick you up, pick you up. Ooh. I'll be right there by your side, and even then, whisper the wind, and she will carry up your rain. I hear all the people of the world, and when birds lonely cry, see them trying every way they know how. Can't you see him? He's down on the ground, has a broken wing, looking all around. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. You'll go riding on the horses, yeah, way up in the sky, little darling. If you fall, that's the way it's gonna be, little
Hello, listeners. We're back again after some more powerful female tunes. So after our break, you heard Fleetwood Mac, Silver Springs.
Caroline, do you like Fleetwood Mac?
You know, yeah, I would say I'm a pretty big fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell?
I had this inkling that you liked Fleetwood Mac.
Really? Yeah. Really? What gave that away?
I don't know. You need to play it sometimes.
Yeah, occasionally.
We had a show dedicated to it.
Right.
Things like that.
I believe I played a Fleetwood Mac song on every show this semester.
I predict that we're going to play a Fleetwood Mac song. Probably
I predicted also, yeah.
On every show this semester.
Yeah, I also predict it. So. Yeah, anyways, Silver Springs is one I've been listening to lately, and I think it's just a beautiful song.
It is.
So I was glad I was able to share it with everybody. After that, you heard Ricky Lee Jones, her song The Horses, that was suggested to me by my mom. So, hi, Mom. That one was for you. Hope you enjoyed it. I've forgotten how much I liked that song.
It's a good one.
So I was happy to play it and hear it again. And then that last one was Adele, I'll Be Waiting.
Great song.
Great song. Very powerful. I will say I was hesitant to choose that song because her message, I'll be waiting for you, I didn't feel like it was very feminist. It didn't really go with the theme of the show, but I decided that since it was such a great, powerful, female artist song that I was going to play it anyways.
Also, the way she says it is, she's got quite a powerful voice. So I feel
like
it kind of balances.
Not like she's oh, I'm waiting. She's
I'm waiting. Yeah.
More sass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it shows off her vocals very well, too.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Such a good song. Yeah, Deanna and I were both singing along over here.
Yeah, we were. I'm just thinking, maybe it's I'm waiting.
Ooh,
come back.
She's tapping her foot.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
She knows he's coming back. Or she, whoever it is.
Yeah.
But they're coming.
Yeah.
She's apparently waiting.
They're coming for Adele, and she knows it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Powerful woman.
Oh, such a powerful woman. God. I mean, clearly she's pretty powerful if she is able to drop that last album like she did without any notice.
Yeah.
And then have it make so many waves.
Yeah, she's got serious pipes.
Overnight popularity with that last album. Yeah, she really does have incredible pipes.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so great to listen to. Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we have a very important message.
We have our PSA.
Yes. Weekly PSA.
Here we go. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO.
Oh,
oh
wow. Tomato, onion, and mushroom? I don't know about the last one, but I do like tomatoes and onions.
I would say I like tomato, onion, and mushrooms, yes.
I thought that was a lovely PSA, though.
I thought so, too. I can't say I eat vegetarian, but I don't eat a lot of meat.
No, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
I only have it, once or twice a week, I
mostly
feel like.
Because, yeah, the meat in the dining hall can be kind of subpar, so.
Yeah.
The chicken can be a little dry, you know?
Yeah, but even,
I investigate that situation.
I feel even if you're not, a full-on vegetarian, if you, cut down your meat consumption, that's, still a really solid thing to do.
Yes, I agree.
Very eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of, resources to feed an animal, and then, the distribution is not as efficient as it could be if you just ate your veggies.
Yeah, I suppose not.
So.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that way.
It's interesting stuff.
Hopefully this PSA and the ensuing discussion between Deanna and I made you think a little bit, listeners, about...
It could be Meatless Monday, right? Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, it is Meatless Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Meatless Monday in the dining hall every Monday, where they try and get you to sign up to eat meatless when you walk into dinner.
Every Monday. They're a little aggressive sometimes.
But for a good cause.
Yes, for that's a good true. Cause, that's always. True. Save yeah. the animals.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yay. All right. So we've yeah. got one last song to play
well,
us out.
Well, possibly two.
Possibly
two. But this next one is a real classic, I think. I was looking up like powerful women artists or powerful women songs before the show when I was like trying to decide what to play, and this one came up as number one on one website. So
oh, I'm excited.
I hope everyone is blown away by this one. Yeah, it's a surprise for Deanna as well. I haven't told yes. her.
So I'm just as surprised as you. I'm waiting on my
I hope it's what I think
so
it is.
So excited. Well, guess I'll find out.
I'm pretty sure it's what I think it is, but we'll find out.
We'll all find out soon.
Yeah.
So tune in next week.
Yes, tune in next week.
Oh no. Well, you should tune in next week,
yes,
but
you
won't be here.
Yeah, next week is spring break, so we'll be taking a little hiatus.
Yes, we'll miss you dearly.
Oh, of course, we will. But we'll be back after spring break.
Yeah.
Tell you about all our exciting adventures that I'm sure we will have.
It's going to be a wild time. I'm pretty excited.
Definitely.
Yeah, so 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, we'll be here. You'll be listening.
Yeah.
We'll have more great music for you.
Yep, we're looking forward to it. We hope you are too.
Yeah, so.
So have a lovely rest of the Monday.
And enjoy the girl power.
Yes, enjoy this final girl power song. And have yes. a wonderful spring break as well.
Yes.
All right. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.